This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Cleveland and Philadelphia are hoping for economic windfalls from this summer's political conventions. First of all, they're going to be interesting, right? Cleveland has the Republicans, Philadelphia the Dems. The conventional wisdom is these events boost local economies. Well, what does the research tell us? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from Cleveland.
I met Craig Adams in downtown Cleveland. I was asking people if the benefits would outweigh the costs of the GOP convention. Adams got my attention because he was wearing a bright green hoodie and an easy smile. His answer?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Adams owns a local flooring company. It's a great time to be in construction in Cleveland because the downtown is undergoing a major facelift for the convention. Adams says this year he'll gross
at least $500,000 more than we did last year. But these are big jobs, like we're doing the Drury Hotel.
Adams points across the street at Cleveland's old Board of Education building, which he's helping turn into the hotel. William Monick teaches finance at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. He ticks off the benefits of a convention: free spending delegates, improvements to the city's infrastructure, national exposure. And he says the convention will put Clevelanders in a good mood.
You know, when good things are happening around you, you feel more confident about the future. When you're more confident about the future, you're willing to spend more today rather than dig a hole and hide it.
In the other corner, Victor Matheson. He teaches economics at the College of the Holy Cross in Worcester, Massachusetts. He says there's no guarantee of those intangible benefits.
Remember, all of these are predicated on everything going well. And boy, these conventions sure look contentious, at least at this point.
Matheson says those infrastructure improvements were just sped up and would have been done anyway. He says, yes, the host cities will get a bump up from the delegate spending, but many locals will stay home during the conventions. Their spending will fall. And Matheson says lots of convention dollars go to big corporations like hotels.
That ends up in the shareholders' pockets back at corporate headquarters in New York City.
Back in downtown Cleveland, Craig Adams, the flooring guy, sees both sides. He's thrilled with the extra business he's getting, but he does wonder if all of the new hotels will still be full after the convention. In Cleveland, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.